Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Andrew Cuomo, the LoveGov / nursing home serial killer, says the far left will destroy the Democrat Party. And Kamala Harris breaks with Joe Biden. That's where we are today as we begin this happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we will be live tomorrow. That's right. This time today. Tomorrow we'll be in Cape May live, and we'll be on the road to Cape May tomorrow driving down there. And no, I'm telling my friends AJ and Erica right now, I am not meeting you for a beer before the show. I can't do it anymore. I can't do it anymore. If I have a drink before the show, I'm shot nowadays. It's probably because I lost weight. I mean, I lost 30 pounds in this last, since I left mornings, cumulatively speaking, it's been 40 pounds. But recently I lost all in, it's been about 30 pounds, and I feel great. I've never felt better. Intermittent fasting, going to the gym, walking, getting proper sleep, all these things matter. But as a consequence of that, I can't hold my my booze like I used to. So I can't even drink during the show. So tomorrow, don't buy me drinks during the show. I can't do it. I can't drink till the last hour, till like 4:30. And then kidding, till maybe 6 o'clock. maybe. Like 3:30. You know, like not till like after I'm done with Lydia Moynihan at 3:30. Till then, nothing. Okay? All right? Let me get through the show open before we have a drink. Can we just do that tomorrow? Can you promise me that? All right? Let me open the show at 3 o'clock and set up the table for the day, and then we'll talk. I think it's fair. Matt has the picture. He's going to put it up on the YouTube chat of Ron Klain, White House Chief of Staff, although it says now somebody else because the it was his. He did this on his government account, Ron Klain, when he was the White House Chief of Staff. So now it looks like Jeff Zients, because he was the later Chief of Staff, who was the outgoing Chief of Staff when this was archived. So using his government account, the White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, took a picture. Look at how fat my face is in that picture. Can you see that? Look at this is why I went on a diet, because I started going on that network I won't mention. And then I realized, holy cow, look at that guy's head, like an orange on a toothpick. How fat my face is in this picture. Man. And so that's what it says. Can you see it? Is it on the chat? Is it on the YouTube? Is it on the stream? Yes, no, maybe so. Is it up there? Matt, say something.
Someone
Someone say something.
Yeah, I think Sean's throwing. I think Sean's throwing it up on the stream right now.
Someone say something.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I think Sean's putting it up on the stream right now. It should be on the screen any second.
I couldn't share it. I hate this freaking delay on YouTube. I really hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it so much. So annoying. Is how am I supposed to do this in real time if there's a freaking delay on YouTube? You know what I mean? Why? Why is this taking so long?
But it'll be there in a second. He's loading it. Unfortunately, I couldn't share it in the chat, which I guess makes sense.
Sean, stop bashing Reagan and commenting on the arguing with people about politics and do your freaking job, please. We didn't hire you to argue with people on YouTube.
I can't post what I don't have.
Oh, I thought I emailed it to you. Hang on.
Matt, can you do your freaking job? Can somebody do their job on this show? I'm not doing mine, so I need you two to do yours, please. All right?
I think it's in your email, Sean. Give it a
Oh, my God. This is like amateur hour. What is this, college friggin' radio? The two of you.
I think college radio might pay better. Sean has it now. It'll be up in a second.
Yeah. I'm working on that.
Sean's too busy fighting with everybody in the YouTube chat. Sean, these are our friends. What are you doing? Why are you starting fights on the YouTube chat, Sean? What's going on?
I'm not trying to start fights. I'm just trying to give different perspectives.
Oh, Sean, you don't need to do that. Nobody needs you to do that. Hey, just don't bother. Don't you know you're not supposed to fight with people on social media? Didn't everybody tell you that in life? Nothing good comes from that. Don't you know that? It's bad for your health. It is. Sean, look at what Ron Klain did to me, and now look at him. He's a disaster. You want to be like Ron Klain? Sean, I'm trying to help you here.
You say that like I knew who that is.
Well, if you were paying attention and not arguing with everybody on the YouTube chat, you would know who it is because I've been saying who it is. It was the former White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain. You were too busy arguing about Reagan or something, whatever the hell you're doing on the YouTube chat. Is that how you want to end up? A disheveled old man who has no life and now owes millions of dollars in legal bills? Is that what you want to be when you grow up, Sean?
Like who, Reagan or Trump?
What?
Shriveled old man with millions in legal bills?
Would you stop it? Stop it. Go ahead. Is it up now, please? Somebody? See, this is why Linda Kearns has no chance of winning this lawsuit. None whatsoever. None.
Well, I didn't even do anything.
Well, by virtue of you not doing... That's the point. You never do anything. That's the whole point. You don't do anything.
I am innocent.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you. No, you don't want to argue on social media. It's not good for your health. I'm telling you. I say this to everybody all the time. It's not worth it. A, you're never going to convince anybody. You're never going to change anyone's mind. All it does is clog your arteries. It's called agita. That's what happens. My grandpa had it. And then you know, it's very, very bad. You get a stroke. You wind up getting sick. It's not good. I tell President Trump that all the time. Don't argue on Twitter. I've been telling him that since 2015. You should have listened to me a long time ago. His life would have been a lot easier. Okay. Thank you, Sean. Is it there? Where'd it go? It was there, and now it's gone. Well, there it is. Is it there?
Oh, I see it.
Oh, you see it? All right, there it is. All right, so look at how fat I am. Look at how fat my face is. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Yeah, you did lose a lot of weight.
Look at how fat that face is. That looks like I have... Sean, you see how fat I am in that? You can say it. It's okay. I'm not going to get offended.
Like, a bit. I don't know. You look like a guy... Look a little less skinny than you do now. I'd say you look skinny today rather than looking fat yesterday.
You're very kind, Sean. I appreciate that. I know you're just saying that. I know you don't mean it. I know in your head you're thinking that guy looks like J.B. Pritzker. I look like Pritzker in that picture. I know you don't know. That's the governor of Illinois. The fat governor of Illinois, by the way. Look at that face. My face is so rotund in that picture. I look like Chris Christie in that picture. I do. Look at that. And look at that red tie, how bad of a choice of wardrobe that is next to Dana in red, who looks ravishing. And my face looks red and fat. You see what that is? See what that is? Look at that. Oh, man. I'm telling you. Stannis, this is what the stress you do to me caused. That I blame you for that. I'm going to sue you. For my weight. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sue you because I gained weight because of your incompetence. That's why.
No, you just said you lost weight when you moved to afternoons. If anything, I helped.
That's true. Good point. Sean, you can argue. I don't care if you want to fight away, but I'm just saying I don't think it's good for you. I think it's good for your health.
I mean, I don't have anything to argue. I mean,
you can argue. I don't care.
You seem like a guy. I don't know.
No, I'm saying you can argue with the YouTube chat if you want. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fight away. I don't care. I mean, I don't care.
Fight away. No, don't fight with our audience.
I don't care.
I'm not going to fight with them.
You can fight with them.
No, I'm not aiming to fight with anyone. You know, I disagree politically, sure, but I don't want to get into fights.
Oh, stop. We're only teasing Sean. Easy. Relax. I'm going to get a note. I'm going to get a letter from somebody. Be nice to Sean. My mother's going to call. Be nice to Sean. He's trying his best. He's learning, and he's playing good music today. Be nice to Sean, and be nice to Matt. I know my mother's going to text me. I know it. We're just teasing Mama Zioli. Don't worry. Relax. Or who is that woman who sent that email, Matt? What was her name? Betty?
Oh, Linda? Yeah. I don't think that's it, but it's close enough. Yeah, she was real mad.
See, that's how you know I like you, Sean. I was busting your chops. I would just ignore you otherwise. Like I ignore Matt.
Better than the cold shoulder,
I
sure.
I wish you ignored me. I'd be so much happier. Just sit here.
I'm trying to ignore you.
To the show.
You shut up.
Sorry,
Joe from Columbus just said, holy sheet, it's the Great Pumpkin. That's what my face looks like. Yeah, it looks like the Great Pumpkin. Like somebody put a pumpkin on my head and painted it red and then put a wig on, and that's me. That's my face in that picture. So, Michael Pelka, if television adds all that weight to your face, Rich, perhaps you shouldn't go on TV so much, trying to be a helper. Oh, Opelka, why don't you? You know what? Opelka, I know what he's trying to do. You know what it is? I'll tell you what happened. Opelka wanted my job so bad, he tried to get, that's what it is. He was, like, you know that woman who always gets the kids sick all the time? Opelka was always getting me bourbon, and that's why I got all fat. That was his fault. I looked like that back then. Every time I'd see the guy, he would take me out for cheesesteaks. True story. I'm not joking. Michael Pelka, every time, would always say to me, hey, why don't we go meet for a cheesesteak? We'll go to Tony Luke's. We'll go wherever. Have a cheesesteak together. We'll get together. And then he'd hand me a bottle of bourbon. So I'd eat a cheesesteak. I would eat French fries. And then I'd go home at night and drink a bottle of bourbon. No wonder why I look like that. No wonder why. It was Opelka's plan to try to get me dead so he can get this show. That's what it's all about. I know what he's up to.
You've weaponized Opelka's kindness.
No, it's not kindness. I see it for what it is. The person who, it's like the Godfather. The person who comes to you will be the one. That's what it is. The person who comes to you will be the one. He's the one offering my safety and my security, providing security. That's what it is. That's what he's doing right now. This is the classic Godfather move right now.
Mike, if you're listening, please continue to bring cheese steaks and roast pork sandwiches to the station whenever you're in, because I love them. You can plump me up. I don't care.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mike, I'll provide security on my territory. Nah, that's what that is. I see it for what it is, you know? And I look like Fat Clemenza, meanwhile. You know? Okay, so, well, we got a lot of stuff here. I got a bunch of things. Speaking of fat, Whoopi Goldberg was on The View. That was terrible. I shouldn't have said that. But Whoopi Goldberg was talking about nonsense on The View, being called out for asking the most ironic statement possible. This is cut 13, please, Sean. Hessio.
I mean,
Hessio.
It's kind of crazy. You know, I kind of agree with him. If you, instead of investigating a man who is no longer in office, I would like y'all to find out why the U.S. military is striking vessels without verifying who's in them.
Yeah.
I want the government shut down to figure out what's going on, because it's getting ready to be the longest one in history. Mm-hmm. SNAP benefits are about to run out. Soybean farmers in financial crisis. And of course, there is the unreleased Epstein files.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
oh, it's the Epstein files. That's why we're not opening the government. Oh, okay, the Epstein files. That's it. Right, because if the government opens, the Epstein files magically appear. Is that what it is? I didn't realize that. Good to know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, Lee Pervorsky wants you fired, and he's accusing you, DeSantis, of eating cheesesteaks on brioche buns. So I'm just saying. And he's right.
That's not true. I've never eaten a cheesesteak on a brioche bun. That's barbaric.
You know, Chris Eppolito, I was so nice to this freaking guy yesterday, wishing him a happy birthday and thanking him for all his support. I take it all back. You know what he said? This is what he said. I'm going to read this to you. He said, oh, no, it wasn't Chris. Chris, I'm sorry. You were nice. It wasn't you. It was Joe. It was Joe from Columbus. Whoa, Rich. Need all four morning boxes. My face was so fat, I needed all four of the boxes in that picture. Sorry, Chris, it wasn't you. It was Joe from Columbus, who's banned from the Grand Hotel. You're not allowed to come. You're not allowed to be there. Everybody else is welcome but him. Joe from Columbus is banned. That's it. All right? He can't come now. Sorry, Joe. You're not allowed. That's the big story of the hour, that Joe from Columbus is banned from the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey tomorrow. He's not allowed to come. Because he made fat jokes about me, even though I've been making them all hour. When it comes to complex dental surgery, you don't go to the closest dentist. You go to the best. That's Dr. Mike. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020 or venariadental.com. Boggs Chip says Rich's mob name is Fat Richie. That's just rude. You know what that is? That's just rude. Boggs Chip's your band, too. You can't come to the Grand Hotel either. You're done. I'm making a whole list. Checking it twice. It's like Santa, because I was fat back then. I looked like Santa back then.
Sometimes I like to guess what the top story of the hour may be. Yeah. Could it be Trump's meeting with Xi Jinping? Could it be this new poll about how most people in New Jersey think that their neighbors are voting for Jack Cittarelli? No, instead it's someone being banned from the Cape May broadcast.
Not just someone. Joe from Columbus and Boggs Chips is also banned, too. So there you go.
Two people.
And now Linda Kearns is weighing in. Matt, no worries. Can you imagine when I get Rich on the stand and he babbles like a lunatic? We have the space one. I'm not going on the stand. I don't have to incriminate myself. I have a Fifth Amendment right. I know it'll be a civil case, but still. I know it's going to be a civil case. I'm still not incriminating myself. I'm still going up there and going, I plead the Fifth. I plead the Fifth. Where is that story about Cittarelli? I wanted to get to that, by the way, and now I can't find it.
I sent it to you, but I'll send it.
Oh, no, I have it. Hang on. Okay. This is a great one, actually. This is really good. So, Jack Cittarelli, most people think that most New Jerseyans think their neighbor is voting for Jack Cittarelli in a shock poll. New Jersey voters are seeing red wherever they go. Democrat New Jersey gubernatorial hopeful Mikey Sherrill may be ahead in the polls. Not by much, though. I want to clarify that. But a majority of Garden State voters think their neighbors are voting for Jack Cittarelli, a stunning survey found. 53% of likely New Jersey voters believe their coworkers and neighbors are supporting Cittarelli, compared to 47% who said the same thing about Representative Mikey Sherrill, according to a new poll. That same poll has also pegged Sherrill with a slim 49 to 46% lead over Cittarelli. New Jersey-based GOP strategist Jeanette Hoffman. Where did I see Jeanette recently, Matt? You remember?
Where did I see Jeanette recently?
Trying to think. Oh, I know, on America's Newsroom. She was on a panel on America's Newsroom. That's where I saw her. And I
What channel is that on?
Well, it's not about me, so I can say it. It's Fox News. She was on there. She was on America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel. On a panel on America's Newsroom with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer and me. What? I didn't say I was across the table from her twice. I didn't say that. I'm saying she was on a panel on America's Newsroom on Fox News. What do you mean? I was on there too. The same poll, the finding shows that Republicans, Democrats, and Independents also recognize that momentum is surging for Jack Ciattarelli, and that's why he's on track to win next Tuesday, she told the Post. Why do they call her, not me, is my question. Now Jeanette's dead to me, too. Jeanette, you're banned from the Grand Hotel, too. By the time I get there tomorrow, no one's going to be allowed to come. It's going to be that bad. Maybe like five people there. Most polling has given Cheryl an edge over Ciattarelli in the New Jersey gubernatorial race, where she touts a 3.7% point advantage, according to the latest Real Clear Politics aggregate. But the aggregate also underestimated Ciattarelli's support by about 5 percentage points when he narrowly lost to then-incumbent His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable in 2021. Good for the New York Post for putting that in the article. The history has led to widespread uncertainty about the reliability of this year's polls. Asking voters a question about what they think their fellow citizens will do can be pretty accurate because it gauges the momentum of campaigns on the ground, Hoffman said, and she is correct on that point. I also want to mention, too, let's see, this I have here I want to share with you in my formerly pangolin-stained fingers, if I can pull this up. Some new data that came out that I have. So this is really interesting. Imagine now you are someone who gets a call from a pollster and you say you're voting for Ciattarelli, or I'm saying you say you're voting for Cheryl, but then they ask you about approval ratings and favorability. And it goes like this. Trump, 45% approval. Murphy, 34% approval. Now, if Murphy's upside down and underwater like that, and you said that, you said you disapprove of Murphy, but you're voting for Cheryl, I'm calling you out and saying you're a liar on that. And this goes back to my Zioli axiom, which is people lie to pollsters about who they're voting for. However, they never lie about their feelings about things, which is the case. Now, Matt, can we play the video of the Latino business owner who showed support for Trump and is now getting killed on social media? He showed support for Trump and Ciattarelli. Do you have that?
Yeah, I have it.
All right. This is a story from NJ.com written by Daisy Calavia Robertson, who said a few nights ago I came across a video on Instagram, like many I've seen before, of a Latino emphatically expressing support for President Trump. By now, it's no secret how this Latina feels about him. She hates Trump. She thinks he's cruel and she hates him. But she says in the video, the journalist Lauren Make of NBC Philadelphia was reporting on how the Latino vote in Passaic County could sway the upcoming race for governor after Trump made significant gains there last year. She asked Angel Castillo, owner of El Primito Restaurant. Oh, let me do it properly. Angel Castillo, owner of El Primito Restaurant in Passaic County. I think I did that pretty good. What do you think? El Primito. Not bad. His reply, well, I like everything. This is what he said. Take a listen.
From the Dominican Republic, Angel Castillo runs this restaurant now in a New Jersey county that's in the political spotlight. Castillo is now supporting the Republican nominee for governor, Jack Ciattarelli. But the larger story here is about President Trump. Castillo says he used to be a Democrat, and then in 2016...
I voted for Trump.
Okay.
That's the first time I ever voted for a Republican. So the way he spoke, I was like, man, this guy speaks just like everybody else. And the way he said he was going to do things, and I agree with him in most of the things.
Are you happy with how things are going so far in his administration?
Correct.
You are?
Yeah.
What do you like?
Well, I like everything. I like how he's just trying to enforce the law.
Despite Castillo's vote, Hillary Clinton won Passaic in 2016, Joe Biden won in 2020, and Donald Trump flipped it in 2024.
So she continues in her article here that Castillo, a 48-year-old Dominican immigrant, said he likes how the president's trying to enforce the laws and agreed when asked if he's happy with the way things are going in the Trump administration. Of course, I sprinted to the comments. There I found exactly what I expected. Calls for an immediate boycott of his restaurant. Comments lambasting him as a self-hating Latino and at least a dozen calling him a lambón or lambonazo, which is Dominican slang for brown nosers and bootlickers. She wrote, I'll admit I love a good boycott as a driver for a change. Seriously, I haven't shopped at Target since February. And the rest of all the things I've thought or even said about other Latinos for Trump, but that was in the comfort of mi casa, at brunch with like-minded friends or in casual conversation with vetted acquaintances, not in a comment section on social media directed at one specific individual. She says, I wonder if Castillo was also at home scrolling through these same thousands of comments regretting when what he said. One read, I live in the area and I'll be sure to avoid this spot at all costs. Another wrote, we Dominicans do not claim him. And she said, I continue to wonder how so many Latinos can still support Trump. How can they reconcile it? How can they support him so boldly and unabashedly, even as he continues to vilify us? Jose Marte, a Clifton resident, longtime customer of El Primito, told me he's disappointed in Castillo's uncompassionate comments and said he won't be dining there anymore and let him know in the comments. You know, I'll tell you right now, this is the problem that Democrats have. And this is it. This is the issue right here. Right here. This is the issue. Instead of trying to understand why this man feels this way and then realizing that not everybody who's Latino votes a certain way, just like not everybody who's black votes a certain way, just like not everybody who's white votes a certain way, just like not everybody who's gay votes a certain way. Instead, what they do is they attack him, call him names, vilify him for his beliefs and his thoughts, and then try to ostracize him and boycott his place of business. And then they wonder why they are so unpopular. Versus trying to either A, win him over, or B, say, all right, well, listen, we agree to disagree. I'm still going to eat here, order your food. They go after him, call him names in Dominican, call him names in English, and then call for a boycott of his place of business. This is why Democrats are losing. This is why they are so unpopular. It's right here. This is it. This story is exactly the problem. It's deplorables. It's their trash, your trash, whatever it is. All the horrible negative things that have been said about Trump supporters and Republicans by Democrats, that's what this is. That's what this is. And I hate it. It's so wrong. I had a conversation with Susie Kuhl yesterday regarding the show, The Studio on Apple, which is hysterical, by the way. And, you know, she made the comment that Seth Rogen is politically on the other side of the aisle. I'm not boycotting. If I had to boycott everything, some actor disagree with me politically, I'd never watch anything. I don't do that. I don't engage in that. If I go to a place, as long as they're polite and friendly to me and they're courteous, I don't care what their politics are. I could care less. I like their food. I'll go and buy their food. But that's the difference, though, is that the left now has become the party of openly attacking people for their political views and beliefs, and then going the second level of saying you are a self-hating Latino. If you're gay and you like Trump, you're a self-hating gay, Jewish, you're self-hating Jew, on and on. And they don't understand. They can't figure out why they've become now the party of college-educated white people. And that's what that center-left group, that's exactly what I was talking about. So I saw a guy have a conversation against a Democrat the other day on a show, on a station. That guy looked like me a lot, but not fat me, the new me. Looked a lot like me, I'm just saying. And this guy was saying on that show, he was saying what this center-left group is writing about is that the only people left who support the Democrat Party are college-educated white people. And I guarantee you, if you were to really do a deep dive into these comments, what you would find is most of these people who are saying, I'm Dominican, I'm Latino, I guarantee you, college-educated white people hiding behind their keyboard. Guarantee it. If you do, the problem is you don't know how to know because of these comments. You can't really tell. You can't really filter them out. But I would bet my money on that fact that it's college-educated white people sitting behind their keyboard going after this guy, this Latino, for his political beliefs and wanting to shut down his business and see this man lose his job, loses everything that he built. Think about that. This guy comes to America from the Dominican Republic. He's an immigrant, builds a business, builds a successful restaurant, and he's in the community, gives back to the community, serves people. Everybody's fine. Everything's happy. Everyone's good. Now he dares to express his political views. They want this man's place of business closed. They want him to lose everything. They want him gone. Does that sound like a welcoming political party to you? Does that sound like a Big Ten party to you? Does that sound like a party that can survive? And then, so what do other actual Latinos think? They think that the Democrat Party is an angry, bitter, vitriolic political party that will go after people and bury them based on their political views, call them names, ostracize them, and ultimately try to get them canceled. They're trying to cancel this guy for his political beliefs. Literally trying to have his business shut down, boycott his place of business. Don't go there and order his food. This man comes to this country pursuing the American dream. He's an immigrant from the Dominican Republic, and they want this guy, his place of business, basically burned to the ground. That's what they want. It is shameful. It is absolutely shameful. And we don't do this. I don't do this, by the way. I don't go by a place and see a Cheryl sign in the window or a Kamala Harris in the window and then start going on social media and go, look at this place. I hope they go out of business. I hope they rot. I hope their kids go hungry. And you wonder why this center-left group writes this story about how the Democrat Party now is the only people left are college-educated white people. And if you really dig into it, it's college-educated white women. Because that's the constituency left. And they're the ones who are throwing all this vitriol this guy's way. Guarantee it. They'll go on there. It'll be some fat cat lady sitting in her house with her Subaru in the driveway with all her Kamala Harris stuff on it. And she'll sit there and go, I'm a Latino and I will never go there again because of your support for Trump and Chitterelli. Guarantee it. And she'll come up with a handle like Latina lady from Clifton or something. And she's not. And then she will watch and cheer on this man's destruction. And you tell me that that's a political party that can win. This is the problem they have. This is the problem. And they don't learn. They don't learn. You think they would have learned after Basket of Deplorables? Nope. Racist, sexist, homophobic, blah, 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 blah. Nope. Didn't learn from that. You think they would have learned after they watched Trump kill it with Latino voters and kill it with black male voters? You think they would have learned and said, hey, you know what? Maybe we should try a different tactic. Nope. Same thing. Same, doing the same thing all over again. They can't learn. You know why? Because they think they're smarter than you. That's why. These college educated are not just simply getting BAs and BS degrees, although they're all BS degrees if you ask me. No, no. You know what they are? They're getting advanced degrees. These are the very same people who would have gotten their college loans paid off by Joe Biden, have the Supreme Court not stepped in, even though Biden ignored the court and did it anyway. But we're supposed to act like that's not a dictatorship, defying the Supreme Court and paying off people's student loans regardless of that. We're somehow supposed to pretend like that's not tyranny. And those people with their multiple college degrees who make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, more than the white working class, black working class, and Latino working class voters in this country who actually work for a living, and they turn around and they mock those people and say, how could you vote for this man? So some guy who's driving a truck who's black, or some guy who's driving a truck who's Latino, or some woman who's a Latina who's driving a truck and dealing with her kids and trying to get by every day and votes for Trump and supports them. And then you got this college educated white liberal person who sits there with their multiple degrees, making a couple hundred grand a year. And they look down on these people. They look down on them. And then you turn around and you go, I don't understand. Why are all these unions coming out and supporting Trump? Why are all these unions coming out and supporting Jack? You know why? Because the union workers have realized now the Democrat Party has abandoned them, to quote James Carville, because they have become the party of the coastal elites and the faculty lounge. And that's all that's left for them. And that's not just me saying that. James Carville said that. And this group said that when they wrote that story and they wrote that report that they issued the other day. What is it called? It's called, what's the name of the group, Matt? Do you remember? I got to go to my email. Hang on a second. I got to pull this up now because now I'm fired up. Hang on. I got to put in, let me find the email that Amelia sent me. Put in her email address at fox.com. Shoot. Damn it. I did it again. I didn't mean to. I really did. I was being so good. Left-wing ideas have wrecked Democrats. Brand new report warns. Rich, we have you hitting 2:30 p.m. in our New York studio on set with Sandra Smith. This will be a panel discussion with David Carlucci. Your car is set to pick you up at 11 a.m. Sorry, let me get through the... Thank you so much for joining us on set with Sandra today. Great job. Oh, here it is. Sorry, here it is. Right here. Okay. Pull it up here. Left-wing ideas have wrecked Democrats' brand. New report warns. Democrats have badly weakened their party with left-leaning ideas and rhetoric, growing only with self-described white liberals while losing ground with other voters, according to a new center-left group's report shared with Semaphore. The group called Welcome consulted hundreds of thousands of voters over 6 months for its broad findings, including that 70% of voters think the Democratic Party is out of touch. Most voters, the group found, believe the party over-prioritizes issues like protecting the rights of LGBTQ+IA, every letter of the alphabet slash numerical symbol, Americans, and fighting climate change, while not caring about securing the border or lowering the rate of crime. And the bill, it goes on to say the Democrat Party had better listen for the good of our nation, said former Illinois Representative Sherry Bustos, who ran the party's Houston party's House campaign committee when it lost seats in 2020. The last 20 years, Democrats have just, hang on, sorry, one second. The last 20 years, Democrats have just misunderstood how you actually win elections. I thought Biden had proven in the 2020 primary that the base of the Democrat Party is a 58-year-old woman without a college degree. But when you hear people in D.C. say the base, they mean white intellectuals that live in a few coastal cities. What, let me say that again. The base of the Democrat Party, white intellectuals who live in a few coastal cities. The report directly challenges Democrats' predilection for the interests of highly educated and affluent voters, arguing that their influence may be responsible for the party's closer association with left-wing politics. So here you have a guy who's a man who came to this country from the Dominican Republic, has a business, and they want to freaking destroy his business and shut him down. And you wonder why they're losing. You wonder why they're losing. I mean, they'll never learn. Keep calling names. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Go for it. Great. Thank you so much. And of course, we're looking forward to having you on set again on Tuesday. I'll loop back Monday to... Oh, I'm sorry. I was still reading the rest of her email. I apologize. Oh, oops. Damn it. I was doing so... I was really doing good. Can you just drop... Can you just, like, can you... delete that... Just dump that last part? Yeah. Huh? So close to getting through that whole set, almost a whole, a good portion of that segment. Okay.
I'm pretty sure you started the segment by referencing, well, I'm not going to say it, but I don't think you were as close as you're making it sound.
You think I'm making it sound closer?
Yeah. I do give you credit for the creativity, though. That was a new way to weave it into the segment. That was pretty good.
Oh man, that's funny. Cleet says I say that at every AA meeting. <I know. laughs> What I need is an MA media, no, MWA, media whore anonymous. That's where I need to go, and I can stand up there at the group and say hi, my name's Rich. Hi Rich, I'm a media whore. It's been 5 minutes since the last time I self-promoted one of my Fox appearances. Need a support group. I should ask Dana about that when I see her Monday on Newsroom and also her podcast. Damn it!
You could ask Tuesday, Wednesday as well.
I'm going to take a break. I'm going to take a break and reset. The 14th step in MWA is take a break and regroup, and I will do that right now. But when it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind, and craftsmanship are paramount. Look, you want to go with the people that I trust, and that's Emmons Roofing and Siding. And yes, Emmons has a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division, and they are doing such great work already. Today, I got multiple emails from Krista, the design expert, with different ideas for the tile in the bathroom, and I think that's great. And you know what my wife said to me? I'll read you what Bridget said in response to Krista's email, Krista from Emmons. My wife wrote, I like the matte tile, and I do think that the darker gray for the floor is better than the white. What are your thoughts? And I will write back and say, whatever you want, honey, because I'm a smart man. That's why I'm a smart man. That's the beautiful thing. If you use Emmons to remodel your kitchen or bathroom, you'll have a dedicated design team who will go and find the samples for you, send you pictures, give you ideas, out-of-the-box ideas that you've never thought of before. Now, if it comes to your roof, they use the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business, and they are platinum certified. Platinum certified contractor. from Emmons Roofing and Siding. You will love their work, and you'll love that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. You always go platinum, baby. They serve our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So what are you waiting for? Got winter on the way. Get that roof inspected. Siding, doors, Anderson Windows, and more. The one place I trust for all of it is Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends. For over 12 years in two different homes, including remodeling the kitchen and bathroom in our old house, and now they're going to remodel the kids' bathroom in our new house. I am so excited that they are going to be breaking ground very soon. In fact, Matt Kelly, the owner of Emmons, told me tomorrow he'll let me know exactly the day they're going to do the demolition. I'll give you some great before and after pictures. You'll love it, all right? So trust the team at Emmons, emmonsroofing.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rush?
That's the one.
Nice. I like that you're playing songs that not everybody knows, you know? It's good.
That was when I was in college radio. That was my format, was playing rarities.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like that. You should hook up with Phil Omquist. You know Phil?
I've heard the name, but...
He does his music show on the weekends. You know?
Oh.
He does a lot of, like, metal. That's his thing.
Gotcha.
Maybe you could fill in for him one night.
That'd be fun.
Or just do your own show. Follow him with a music show. I'm looking out for you. Anyway, you say you're a leftist on the inside. Are you a leftist or are you more of a libertarian?
I'd say I'm more of a leftist.
Yeah.
I'd say so, yeah.
So you like censoring people? You don't like free speech?
It's not that I don't like free speech. I think that people should be nice to each other.
Well, that's fine. I agree with you. But do you think the government should censor people and take away their free speech?
I don't think it's a matter necessarily of like the government censoring people. Like,
you don't agree with government censorship?
I don't.
Then you can't be a leftist.
How so?
Because, like, leftists believe in censorship. They believe in censoring people because of their speech. Like, they want the government to, if you're not nice to somebody, take away your right to not be nice to somebody. Do you think people have a right to not be nice to people?
I think that people have a right to not be nice to people, but I don't think that these bigotries really have any place in government. Like, I don't think that there should be any legislation restricting the ways in which like trans people can live, because okay. they're not.
That's a libertarian idea, though.
Yeah. Okay, then.
That's a libertarian yeah. concept. The government stays out of people's lives. Leftists don't want the government out of people's lives. The government wants to force people on people.
Well, I think that government programs are, like, an important thing. Like, the food stamps. Those, I think, are important for low-income people, especially in days like today where the income gap is getting bigger. You have folks
so
like Elon running around.
You're an economic leftist.
Yeah.
You're like a Bernie Sanders kind of guy, economically?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think that the government has a responsibility to look out for its citizens, to make sure that the citizens are fed, housed, clothed, and...
So you want Mamdani to win, don't you?
Personally, I do.
Oof.
But I can see how that's not the popular opinion for this
That's okay.
this demographic.
You're allowed to have any opinion you want. I just think that's freaking nuts, but that's me. But... I think he's crazy. I think he's not. But I can see why he's be appealing. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Yeah, I see you're 23. That's the problem, is that I think that he appeals to a lot of people in your age group because you haven't really paid a lot of taxes yet, have you?
I mean, I've been paying taxes since before I could vote. I mean, I've been working since I was like 14, and I still had to pay income taxes, which is representation or taxation without representation because I couldn't vote.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I agree with that. I do agree with that. You shouldn't have to pay taxes if you can't vote. So you shouldn't have had to pay. But that's not a lefty position. You know?
I suppose, yeah.
That's a free market position. You can't vote, you shouldn't pay taxes. Therefore, that income should not have been taxed, right?
Perhaps. It depends.
I'm agreeing with you. You said you had taxation without representation because you couldn't vote. And I'm agreeing with you. But I'm also telling you that's a free market idea. That's not a leftist idea.
Well, that's more of a I was 14 idea. Mm-hmm. I don't think that kids who are working, because I grew up on the shore, and that's just sort of the culture there, is, you know, you work in the family business or whatnot. I was working for my friend's mom.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like there's too much regulation. That's pretty libertarian, I'd imagine, mm-hmm. growing up in that shore economy.
Yep.
But don't see why like kids who are working are taxed necessarily. And then
agree. They shouldn't be. They should get to keep that money.
Yeah,
we should propose that.
Yeah, that
you can't vote and you make money and the government can't tax it.
Yeah, it's a pretty bipartisan issue.
I don't know if it's bipartisan. I don't know if Democrats go along with that.
I know there's a Democratic push to get D.C. incorporated as its own state. Because,
well, that's been going on forever.
Well, that also goes back to the taxation without representation.
Well, no, they choose to live there because they live in a place that doesn't, it's not a state. They don't have to live there. They can move. You can't, if you're 14 and you're working, you can't make yourself 18 and vote. You know what I mean?
I suppose, but still.
You don't have to live in D.C. Like, nobody forces you to.
I mean, your job could if you're working for the federal government.
You don't have to live in D.C. if you work for the federal government. You can live in Maryland or Virginia. If you want to be in a state, you can live in a state. If you want to live in the District of Columbia, you have a choice. You don't have to.
Well, that's right? Also assuming that they can afford transit. They can afford a car. Like, I can't really afford the car that I take here.
Nobody who works here can afford anything, by the way, because it's radio. Just for the record, take my advice and get the hell out of this business. But that said, if you take the metro, right, and you live in Virginia or D.C. because you don't like the idea of not living in a state, but then But then again, if you live in the District of Columbia, what are you really missing out on? Think about it. In terms of voting, what are you really missing out on?
Really, any say on legislation? I'd imagine.
You don't think that if you live in D.C. you have a say on federal legislation?
If you don't have a representative in Congress, I don't see how you would.
So why stay there?
Because you need a job. That's where the government is. If you're working for the government, you need to be there.
You don't need to be there. You don't have to be there. There's lots of different federal government offices around the country. You choose to be there. You make a choice, right? You know when you move there that it's not a state, it's a district. You know that. You made that choice. You made that choice yourself, though. But it was it wasn't like you moved to a state and then they took away your representation. Like, you chose to be there. But do you know the reason why it doesn't have, it's not a state, right?
Well, the, you know, from my my end of the aisle, the thing I've heard is that it would be a democratic representation, like, you know.
No, the founders felt that if the federal government was in a state, that that state would have more power over other states. And they were very worried about that. And so they decided that it would not be a state for that reason. So they took part of Virginia and part of Maryland, and they made this area out of it. And they said, this is where the federal government will be. And then this way, we can't, there won't be any favoritism to a particular state. It was done for fairness to all the other states so that none of them would get shortchanged. That's why they did it.
That also assumes that each state is kind of acting as its own autonomous kind of mini nation, which isn't really the way in which the government has played out in the past 200-ish years.
Correct, which is why we have to get the federal government out of things and let the states make more of their decisions. So you're a states' rights guy.
I don't think I'm a states' rights guy. I think I'm... Yeah, I'm not a states' rights guy.
But you just said the states have lost their ability to act like mini-nations.
No, I'm saying that was one of the, like, original intentions,
right,
behind this, but that's not the way in which the government has really shook out.
Because the federal government has taken too many powers that should have been state powers.
So then that's, I suppose that's one of our political disagreements then, is the size and scope of the federal government and its responsibilities towards the citizens.
So you want more federal government?
I think the federal government should be helping citizens with health care and education and whatnot.
Do you think we should have one strong centralized government?
I think so, but also I think that we need to decentralize political parties, because right now we're kind of getting into too much gridlock where someone can
all
be
right, well,
like...
hang on the political party thing, but you think one strong centralized federal government versus all these different state governments?
Largely.
You know what that is, right?
Are you going to say authoritarianism?
It's fascism. I mean, that's the literal political definition of fascism, is a strong centralized federal government.
Let's see here.
You can double check me on this. But I took an overnight political science class on the back of a Bazooka Joe bubblegum wrapper.
So let's see here.
Fascism, you know that, Matt DeSantis?
Fascism is a far-right, authoritarian, and ultra-nationalist political ideology that exalts the nation or race above the individual and is led by a dictator. It is characterized by a centralized autocratic government, severe economic and social regimentation, and the forcible suppression of opposition. So these are our key aspects, and... It seems
centralized government,
centralized autocratic government,
suppression of political ideas that they don't like, right?
Yeah.
You see how problematic that could become if we have one strong centralized federal government? You see the inherent danger in it?
You see, though, that this is also...
But do you see the inherent danger in that? Because the founders did, which is why they tried not to have a strong centralized federal government and to have states that would act as essentially their own sovereign governments, and then federal government would not be in charge. That's the reason why, what you just wrote. Well, because the potential of human nature to do all those things is so strong.
It doesn't mention anywhere in here about social programs, though, which is like what I'm...
Well, fascist governments in the past have always had very, very strong social programs for their people. Like, if you go to look back to Spain or Italy or Germany, which...
So is that why they lynched Mussolini?
They lynched Mussolini because he lost the war. But for a while, the trains were running on time, and they liked the guy. Same with the guy in Spain. What was his name, DeSantis?
Francisco.
Was it Benito Mussolini? No, Benito was it. Are you there, DeSantis, or where'd you go?
I'm here.
Who was the guy in Spain? Franco still dead? Is it
Francisco
him?
Francisco Franco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Francisco Franco still dead. Yeah, no, he had great social programs. Same with Mussolini. Everybody got everything. Same with Nazi Germany. They had all kinds of robust social programs for people.
So then would the suppression of queer and
trans voices not fall under the suppression of opposition then?
Well, no. If you suppress any political group, like Mussolini did, like Hitler did, like Stalin did, any group, gays, Jews, anybody, then that is what fascist authoritarian countries do to their political enemies, you know?
So that seems, because to me,
yeah,
that seems like that's what Trump is doing.
Well, he's not, I mean, to what? Like, in what degree? Like, has he taken anyone, rounded him up, and put him away in camps?
I know that he ousted basically any cabinet member who acted out of line from what he's been doing.
Well, that's
been
politics,
his...
But did you know that the Secretary of the Treasury is gay?
If that's politics, then why
Hang on a second. You push people out who don't agree with you in politics is what you do. Both parties do it. But did you know the Secretary of the Treasury is gay? Scott Bessent.
You can be gay and a bigot.
Well, true. But you could also be gay and be Secretary of the Treasury.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't think he's really outing, like, he's not, like, killing people or rounding them up. He's actually,
I mean,
his top economic.
As long as they're white, he's not going to round them up.
He has not rounded up anybody who is a United States citizen who's
only people who commit civil offenses.
What's that?
Only people who commit civil offenses.
Well, the broader point, though, of fascism, because you're getting away from that. You're trying to make this about Trump, and I'm not. I'm trying to make it the broad point. Do you see the problem, though, inherent in a strong federal government?
I can see the problem inherent in authoritarian government with a dictator.
Can you see the problem inherent in human nature if you have a strong centralized government and the wrong person comes in charge of that government?
Yeah, I've been seeing it last 10 years.
And if there's no guardrails to prevent that person from having his absolute way, can you see how that can go wrong for humanity? Have you read about that? Have you read about any of those countries in the past, leaving Trump out of this? It's obvious you don't like him, but have you read about those other countries around the world in the past that have tried that political system and it was a failure?
Yeah, usually they ended in violent revolutions.
Right. Right. Why is that?
Because the autocrat tried taking away too many liberties from the people.
Correct.
You saw that with Pol Pot. You saw that with Kaiser Wilhelm. You'll see that.
You saw that with Mussolini. You saw that with Franco. You saw that with Adolf Hitler. You see that with every autocratic regime for that reason you just said. They take away rights of people and they consolidate power. But at the same time, they give away a lot of bennies and goodies to people who try to keep them in line. So just a thought. Something to ponder. I got to take a break. Veneria Dental, big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man. We'll give you the great smile you deserve. Coming up, knocking on doors in New Jersey, the latest from our buddy Cliff Maloney and the NJ Chase. They are crushing it. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.